This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stepped out of its comfort zone, embracing innovation and creating new pathways for progress which have become hallmark of its identity. Addressing the Indian diaspora in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, Mr. Modi said that India has embarked on a new journey and the goal is to build a Viksit Bharat. Highlighting the achievements of his government, Prime Minister said that India has more than 1.5 lakh registered startups. The Prime Minister added that India has emerged as a new hope for the world, embodying growth, peace, prosperity and democracy. The newly launched Ayushman Bharat Bandana card has achieved a significant milestone by enrolling more than 10 lakh senior citizens aged 70 and above. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that this milestone was achieved within the 3 weeks of its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 29 of October. This card enables elderly citizens to access free health benefits under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia has announced a transformative reimagining of the National Youth Festival 2025. The minister made the announcement while addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, echoing the Prime Minister's vision of heightened youth participation in shaping India's future. The reimagined festival will be called the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. This dynamic platform will empower young Indians to contribute their ideas and perspectives towards fulfilling the vision of Viksit Bharat. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuven Jayanti Bai Bambaniya, is on a two-day visit to Lower Dibang Valley District. The minister visited the Community Health Center and Dibang Multipurpose Hydropower Project site at Tambuk yesterday. She interacted with ASHA workers, heard their problems and grievances, and encouraged them to work towards betterment and the health of the communities. The Union MOS also inspected the FCI godown at Roing, 3F Oil Palm Factory at Jia, Rivaj Museum at Khinjili, and interacted with the Ahito Producer Group of Roing. During a review meeting on November 16, Bambaniya encouraged all to work together, taking the motto Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas forward, making it a part of their work culture and way of life. Governor and Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik visited the Community Health Center, Mechuka, today. During the visit, he interacted with the medical officers, nursing officers and patients in the indoor wards. He also reviewed the availability of health facilities for the border villagers. The governor emphasized streamlining the supply of life-saving medicines through quarterly intents by the concerned health centers. Committed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of tuberculosis Mukt Bharat, the governor adopted one TB patient from Sri Yomi district and handed over a food package to the adopted patient on the occasion. He appealed to the officials, business community and well-to-do individuals to support TB patients, wherein they have to provide monthly food package for a short duration of 6 months only. The Minister for Agriculture and Allied Sector, Gabriel D. Wangsu, underscored the need for comprehensive reforms to improve agricultural practices and provide sustainable livelihoods to the farmers, adding that activities of these departments are immediately connected with common people. Addressing a review meeting at Roing yesterday, the minister called upon the officers to focus on creating opportunities for youth in the farm sectors and ensuring remunerative prices for the farmers. The minister urged officers to identify potential progressive farmers and real farming enthusiasts, stressing the need for targeted support to those with the resources and passion to succeed. The Indian Army remembered the 62nd anniversary of the historic Battle of Nyuk Madung at the Nyuk Madung War Memorial in West Kamin District today. The memorial honored the indomitable bravery of the 62 Infantry Brigade, led by Brigadier Hoshiar Singh, who fought valiantly against Chinese forces on 18 November 1962. In a landmark moment for Arunachal Pradesh, Jinjing Tari from Xiang District has achieved a historic feat by winning a gold medal in the youth boys category at the National Track Cycling Championship held in Chennai, Tamil Nadu, yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.